Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And now joining us with our pre-opening commodity market report here on AM 580 is our Director of Agriculture Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay. And good Friday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices in the Midwest direct markets today are called mostly 50 cents to $1 per hundredweight lower on seasonally expanding supplies, declining wholesale pork prices, and slow buying interest. Terminals are called mostly steady to weak today in a light volume test. Top prices from $58 to $59. Peoria is called steady with a top price of $58. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, August 21st, negotiated swine purchases were 12,172. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $75.75 to $84.50. The weighted average, $82. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $57.66 to $66.50. The weighted average was $63.98. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 14,489. The base price range was $76 to $87.16. The weighted average was $83.28. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $57.07 to $69.54, and the weighted average was $64.50. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And first place I'm going to start talking about is the hurricane situation in the Atlantic Basin, because potential storms and existing storms do influence the west-east flow of air across the North American continent once they get far enough north, so we need to look at the situation. We do have, first of all, out in the Atlantic, a broad area of low pressure about 600 miles east of the Windward Islands, and that's producing scattered showers and thunderstorms. And the conditions are forecast to gradually become more conducive for slow development of that system during the next couple of days as it moves west or west-northwestward at about 15 miles per hour. So out in the Atlantic, there is something starting to brew that could end up being Gustav. Meanwhile, we do have Fay. Tropical Storm Fay is still over Florida. Fay has been very slow to move, and as a result, there's been flooding rains in Florida. The maximum sustained winds are now down to 45 miles per hour with a few higher gusts, as the center of Fay is over land and has been for a while. The center right now is about 50 miles northeast of Cedar Key, Florida. And Fay is moving to the west at 6 miles per hour, and it's expected to continue to do so for the next day or two. And on that track, the center of Fay is expected to continue crossing northern Florida today, the northern Florida Peninsula, and then move to over the coast of the Florida Panhandle tonight and Saturday. And the longer-term prognosis for the path of Fay is it's going to slowly move towards southern Mississippi by the time we get into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. So it's just a very slow mover. And it's going to dump some heavy rain in the Gulf coastal areas. It may eventually bring some rain to the southern Delta region. Now, how will that impact our weather? Well, there's a cold front approaching from the northwest, and it's going to come in over the weekend into the Midwest and will likely stall out as it gets into the Ohio River Valley. So that could set the stage for maybe not heavy rain in the Ohio Valley, but a more prolonged period in which rain could occur. So some moisture is certainly a possibility there. Now, in the meantime, there's already some showers and thunderstorms occurring in the eastern Midwest, primarily over some of our listening area. And that would include, parts of northwestern Indiana into west central Indiana, east central into central and southern Illinois at this point. And scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected across portions of Illinois and Indiana today, and that's where most of the rain will be in the Midwest today. And some of the thunderstorms contain downpours, so some locations will get some heavy rain. Meanwhile, to the west, it should be dry today, and to the east across Ohio, it should be dry today. But some of the eastern areas will have a chance of some rain later in the weekend as that front stalls out. Also, eventually some of the moisture from Fay, it won't be an organized system anymore, but some of the moisture from Fay could get farther north at some point later next week, although I wouldn't count on that at the moment. So it does look like we are going to get some rain here. We will dry out early next week as high pressure will build in, and that is going to cut the humidity down. Temperatures will be remaining in the seasonable range. I don't look for any cold air with that high moving in, but it does look like we'll get into more dry weather for a while. The western Corn Belt should stay dry, other than maybe a few scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with that front passing through, but it should stay dry until at least the middle of next week. It does look like some rain may move into the western Corn Belt later next week. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 924.5, down 3.5. Last trade down 10. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 893, down 4.25. Last trade down 9.25. December 919, down 3.25. Last trade down 8.75. September corn opened at 597.25, down 0.5. Last trade down 6.5. December 616.75, down 3/4. Last trade down 5.5. September bean open at 1341 unchanged, last trade down 4.25. November 1348 unchanged, last trade down 6. September soybean meal open at 357.70 unchanged, last trade up 140. September soybean oil open at 55.64 up 8, last trade down 28. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group out of West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, there's going to be quite a lot of little tidbits and fundamentals to try to sort through today, including the finals on the John Deere Pro Farmer Crop Tour numbers on the corn yield, and then on the pod counts in the soybeans. We've got crude oil outside market hanging around the top of its range from yesterday. We've got Stats Canada numbers out, and we've got some weather, but not a lot of weather. And my sense is maybe traders don't want to go away this weekend long. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a real strong possibility. I mean, I would certainly expect to see profit taking, and I think we saw a little bit of that overnight. There's rain on the radar. Crude oil, basically, even though it's up at 118 right now, is down a couple bucks this morning, and so that certainly brings a little bit of pressure. We know that there's a little talk that the CFTC reclassified an index fund from a hedger to a speculator, but of course that's just talk, not anything else, but that's all it takes to get a market to move. After the strong move we've seen this week, I wouldn't be surprised. You skipped cattle on feed report, too. That's another thing that
we
add to the mix. And so, you know, with an expectation of 107% placed as average, yeah, that certainly would imply that there's good continued corn usage, no question about that. So we're hearing all kinds of things from clients. When it comes to the weather, we're hearing, you know, premature denting, we're tip backs on corn. So I think there's enough question out there that's going to prevent the market from doing any kind of plummeting, even on rain. But at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw beans down 20-30 today, just on profit taking. We have to always keep in mind, when you look at the average trading range or the true trading range, on corn it's running close to 20 cents, and on beans it's running in the 50s. So, you know, when you have that kind of action, we can't be living like we were in the past, you know, thinking that, oh my, we used to get excited if corn moved 2 cents. Now if corn doesn't move 10 cents, it seems like it's not doing anything. So I think there's an awful lot out there. What you summarized at the beginning is sounds pretty complex and confusing. And I think that's just the way traders are going to look at it. So they don't trust these weather forecasts. They went into the weekend last weekend short, and the weather forecast confirmed coming out. I don't expect they're going to go into the weekend anything more than probably neutral today.
So go ahead and give us your calls then, please.
Well, I think that we have no, you know, with the rain on the radar, you can't do anything but call corn down at least 5 to 7 on the open, if not more than that, just when you look at the beans down 6 to 10, wheat 10 to 20. And I think that when you look at the live cattle and hog markets, you know, they'll be kind of neutral today to possibly weaker just ahead of the cattle on feed report.
On the technical side, it looks like this recovery rally has met all its short-term upside objectives. It seems like this market might want to turn over or go sideways to slightly lower.
Well, I think so, and I think that what would be really good is to see something like that happen. And as producers get all hepped up that they want this thing to go straight up, but what you don't realize is that going straight up means you come straight down. A good bull market builds a good solid floor, and that's what we really need to do.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group out of West Bend, Wisconsin. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.